Board of Supervisors meeting. We will call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting. We will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. We'll start out by the consent agenda. The general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held September 28, 2016. Approve all claims through October 12, 2016 in the amount of $1,049,577.92. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds statement of fees for the month of September 2016. Approve utility permit number 1056 Windstream, Nebraska, Inc., placing approximately 4.5 miles of new fiber cable on county and township roads, starting at Highway 77 and West Pickle Road, going west for 4 miles, then north on Southwest 72nd Road for a half mile. Will plow in east 3 miles, 4 foot deep in north ditch, 5 feet inside right away. West mile will plow in 10 feet off center line of road in north shoulder of road, 4 foot deep. North half mile will be plowed 4 foot deep, 10 feet west of center of road in west shoulder. All culverts, bridges, driveways, and intersections in the 4.5 miles will be bored 6 feet below flow line. Located in the southeast, southwest, fourth of section 19, 2021, township 5 north, range 6 east. Holt Township in the southeast, southwest, section 24, in the southeast, fourth, section 23, township 5 north, range 5 east of Grant Township. Number 7, approve utility permit number 1057 for Windstream, Nebraska, Inc., placing approximately 5 miles of new fiber cable on county and township roads, starting at the half-mile line on Southwest 72nd Road, will plow 8 foot east center of road, 4 foot deep, going north to West Chestnut Road, then plow 4 foot deep in the east ditch, 3 foot inside the right-of-way for approximately 2.5 miles. All culverts, bridges, driveways, and intersections in the 2.5 miles will be bored 6 feet below flow line. It's located in the southeast, southwest, fourth of section 14, 15, and 15, northwest, fourth, section 24, northwest, fourth, section 15, northwest, southwest, fourth, section 10, northwest, southwest, fourth, section 3, township 5N, range, township 5 north, range 5 east, that's Grant Township also. Number 8, approve utility permit number 1058 for Windstream, Nebraska, Inc., placing approximately 2.5 miles of new fiber cable on county road, starting at the half-mile line on the west 100 road. Will plow in approximately 1.5 miles of cable going north in west ditch, 4 feet deep, 5 foot off right-of-way, then continue north in east ditch, 4 feet deep, 5 foot inside right-of-way of approximately 1 mile to Claytonia city limits. All culverts, bridges, driveways, and intersections in the 2.5 miles will be bored 6 feet below flow line. Located in the northeast 4, section 4, township 5 north, range 5 east, which is Grant, northeast, southeast 4th, section 33, southeast 4th, section 28, northwest, southwest 4th, section 27, township 6 north, range 5 east of Claytonia Township. Is that right up there, Galen, the west, is that worded right, west 100 right? That number 8, third line down. You want to look that up quick? We'll make a change on that.
Let me look at the permits here and see what's
there. Yeah. Maybe they had that right with it. It was number 1058, yeah. There were three permits. No, they put it...
Southwest 100 Road.
Southwest 100 Road, yeah. So that third line, that should be changed to Southwest. I didn't know if we had a west road or whatever. It's a southwest or whatever, yeah. Any other questions or comments for consent agenda? We'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Move to approve the consent agenda as presented with said change.
With that change?
Second.
Motion by Thiemann, second by Bauman. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll go on to committee reports. Building and ground, winter lights.
Okay, I'll call on Dave to give a little report today. He's had stuff going on. We got people working like crazy on the outside of the courthouse, and he has some other situations on computerization. So, Dave.
Good morning. Yes, I'll first report on the West Stone repair. They're making good headway on that. They have had a couple days where they weren't able to work because of the weather, but otherwise they've got it washed. The gable, the very top part, has all been repointed, and that part was in good shape. As they work down, they're going to find more stone repair. They've been grinding a lot of the old sandstone out, so as they go, they'll continue to grind out, and that's where the yawn patch will be filled in. And otherwise, today they're here. They're actually working, kind of ducking out of the wind. They're on this southwest corner yet, but they are right on schedule. So I think the most difficult part for them is the washing of the stone. That takes a long time. So now it should start picking up speed from there. So sounds like we got a good week coming next week, and I'm sure they'll get a lot done next week. The other thing I brought up, our computer downstairs that controls the card access, the locking of the doors and the panic buttons and things like that, it's probably about 8 years old or so. It's been updated several times, but we've noticed we do have to reboot it quite often anymore. It's starting to slow down and things. So I did get a bid from Diode for $2,600, and so we'll go ahead with that and get that replaced. And on our camera system, our existing camera system, we do have room for two cameras yet, and so cameras are not very expensive. We can put those. We'd like to get another one per the sheriff's, the security screening station. They cannot see the driver's license area very well, and they do get some calls every once in a while from them, so we'd like to have a better view of what's going on down in driver's license. So they're going to put one there, and we would like to get one actually on the east side of the building, pointing east, so we can catch the stairwell area there. So, and then after that, if we need any more cameras after that, then we're looking at, we would have to update the computer system again. So, but for now, cameras are $190 a piece, so that's a pretty small expense for that. And I did get a work order from the sheriff also. The jail cells could use some repainting. They unfortunately peel off paint and things like that while they're in there, so we need to have some work done in there. I did talk to several people, two guys painting. They said if we could wait until winter time, that's always such a slow time of year, that he would be glad to do it for just his actual time, and then we would pay for materials ourselves. So I'll see how that comes in at. So, and other than that, everything seems to be going good, and we'll get our snow removal bids today, so go from there.
Won't be long. We'll be ready for winter lights.
Exactly. Yep. That comes up quick. So, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Any questions for Dave?
Dave works all the time, in case any of you don't know it. And on his day off, when we were all closed down there, he was working on Columbus Day Monday. So I just want to commend him. He's fantastic and is a great manager of our courthouse.
Making a quick recovery after knee surgery, too.
Yes. Amazing. Doing well. Just one quick note. At 9 o'clock, they were supposed to have Veterans Honor. There is none today. No Veteran Honor program today. Equalization. Anything for Equalization Committee? Nothing. Finance, insurance.
Terry, you want to point out some stuff you usually do? I don't have anything new.
Shall I go through?
If you'd like to, you may.
I would like to.
I see you have a lot highlighted there. What would you
I do. I just highlight the big ones. Washington County Sheriff's Office, inmate boarding, $14,525. We're down in the road department now. Ace Sand and Gravel, Township Gravel and Hauling, $40,843.05. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, County Gravel, Rock, and Winter Sand, $13,985.23. Cather and Sons Asphalt, $10,745.40. Independent Salt Company, Road Salt again, $2,400. RLT and Construction, County Hauling and Gravel, $13,269.27. And the big one. This is, correct me if I'm wrong, the 2013 bond for the overlays and the work that was done in 2013. This is a payment on that bond of $585,717. I'll repeat myself, $585,717.50. Correct, boss?
And a lot of money in roads.
Yep.
Did you say one on there for R.L. Teeman?
Yes.
We didn't do a separate, we don't even have one on here, do we? A separate agenda item?
Nope. I wasn't given that, so.
Well, we probably need, how do we handle that then? We need to pull that off.
Just acknowledge. You have to reconsider your vote.
Yeah.
Back over. Even though it passed.
Even though it passed, we should pull that.
Definitely have to do that so he can abstain.
Do you have a number on that, one or not? Or otherwise, we need to
No, this one doesn't have a number on it.
Oh. There's nothing else.
We need to get a number for the one for R.L. Teeman. Well, you did. I went known it as simply said R.L. Teeman.
Oh, no, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just not pay it. And that makes it simple.
Well, it's going to change our the total amount and everything. So, I mean, I.
Just want to give it away?
Yeah.
I'd probably not do that.
Anything else for finance while we're trying to figure out what we're going to do there?
Not basically, yeah.
I don't have anything else or anything? Okay. No, we're.
You can remind everybody of that.
I'm glad to have you
here. Oh, yeah. Don did remind me there, since we're on finance insurance yet, the insurance meeting is set up for October the 19th. For all the employees, all the board members are welcome to come. Gary usually goes, and he usually has good comments for him. He does a good job because he was the one that was kind of instrumental in getting this program going, and it's worked really well because we'll have the insurance people there that are able to answer their questions. It's October 19th. There's one at 10:30 and another one at 12:30. Holiday Inn, I believe.
Riskies.
Oh, Riskies, you're right, Riskies, at Riskies. But that's October 19th at 10:30 and 12:30. You can come to either one. So. We're getting the information here for.
You even made the motion to approve this consent agenda.
Where's finance committee on Friday?
Right on it. Hey, Myron, you want to hit on emergency management and law enforcement while we're waiting?
Okay, we do have some human resource things here, too, otherwise. So we do have a human resource.
Okay, last have one for Beatrice Lawn Care and R.L. Teeman.
Okay.
And see Beatrice Lawn Care.
So the claim.
Okay, we'll read them in. I'll read them in, and then I'll need a motion to approve them, and then we'll have it outside of our normal. This was included in the total amount of that $1,049,000. Claim number 1610-0119 to R.L. Teeman in the amount of $13,269.27, and also claim number 1610-0006. In the amount of $746.50 to Beatrice Lawn Care.
But I should probably make a motion first to consider reconsider the approval of consent agenda.
Yes.
Yep.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Bauman and seconded by Juergens to reconsider
It was The motion was made by Thiemann and seconded by Bowman.
Right.
But they were both voted to prevail, so either one of them can make a motion.
Okay. Yeah. Bowman and Juergens, is that second? Okay.
Yeah, to make a motion to reconsider our consent agenda.
That's what you're voting on the first thing. You're basically pulling off your approval of the consent agenda. Then you can do your other stuff.
Those two claim numbers that I just read in there, we will be pulling those off of the consent agenda and voting on them separately. So, everybody.
Okay, so that was to reconsider the consent agenda. Now we're going to...
We have to vote on that.
Okay.
Now we need to vote. And that was made by... Motion made by Bowman, seconded by Juergens. Vote. 7-0.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the exclusion of the two claims.
Those two that I read, and I think I gave
one,
that back.
One to R.L. Thiemann and the other to Beatrice Longcamp.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Second.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Not this one, because this one we're pulling those off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll second it.
This one you're not, yeah.
Just sit there and do nothing.
Yeah. You second it. Motion by Bowman, seconded by Hill, to approve the consent agenda minus the two claims to R.L. Thiemann and Beatrice Lawn in those amounts.
And the one correction that was made in the first.
And with that one correction of the
also, right?
Number Southwest 8, one. Which is Southwest 100 Road instead of West 100 Road.
Right.
Vote. No, this one.
What's your vote?
Just abstain. Just,
look, he can't. Six in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Now, we'll need a motion to approve those two. But what do we do with them? Okay. Need a motion to approve claim number 16100119 to R.L. Thiemann in the amount of $13,269.27 and to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of claim number 16100006 in the amount of $746.50.
So moved. To approve.
Second.
Motion by Bowman, seconded by Lytle. Vote. 6 in favor with team and abstaining. Okay. Anything else for finance or insurance? Human resources. John?
Yes, Myron and myself met with Paul Hay and staff at the Extension office in regards to the possibility of transitioning a position from a county employee to a UNL employee that would be funded by the county. The staff is of the idea that they would like to stay a county employee, and I would guess at this point, you know, we need to further define maybe a little finer our expectations of overtime and time clock usage and that type of thing. And
I'll comment a little bit. Part of what we visited with Paul and Jane about was that we visited about the time clock and the necessity of using that and meeting those 80 hours and stuff. But we also visited about, and one of the things we visited with them about was if we could, we'll still have more conversation with them, but if we could pick out 3 or 4 times during the year, and part of that agreement then would be that in that week, for example, one week is the fair, that this the board fully understands that there will be overtime and that that will go into comp time. And so that the clerk's office doesn't have to come and visit with us, we're going to have something in writing that there would be, and we haven't finished the conversation enough with them to come up with those time periods so that we make an exception. I guess we haven't talked to Roger either about that, if that's something that we can do. And it's more of anything so that, you know, we're not supposed to have overtime, but we recognize, the board does, that because of her position and the time of those of that position, that there are these periods that the board has. Basically what we're doing is we're going to okay overtime that goes to comp time for just that position. Now, I don't know if we can do that. That's something we haven't visited with Roger with.
Do some looking on that. Or you're just carving out a specific time frame. But I guess the other thing, I'll do some checking.
You do some checking, that was the part we'd visited with them out there, but we hadn't visited with Roger to see if that's so that we know, this board knows, they know out there, outside of those weeks, we're not approving overtime or whatever. we're limiting it to those time periods that we agree on.
How many time periods? Are you talking like one?
Or? Well, our initial conversation is like three or four. Now, we don't know. They're going to come back to us and look at more deals. I mean, look at more to come up with those. That's some conversation back and forth. Yeah,
and that's what we need to define is right. So we're both on the same page as to
right.
what we expect and what's
part of the issue going if that position would go over to and somewhere I was under the thinking that because of this wage overtime rule we needed to have Jane over there, but we don't because she's already hourly, so we don't need to have her over there. But at the university she would have been salaried. So then this overtime wouldn't have been an issue or whatever. So that's part of why we're trying to work with this. We visited with Dave Varner. Most of the things that go across the same except she that position, a brand new university employee, does not get any matching retirement for 2 years. And that's a university thing. That's not ours.
And that was the main drawback in her point was
yeah.
the fact that retirement would be matched for 2 years.
Yeah. A lot of the other things, the health insurance, a lot of those others were probably doable, workable. If you want, next meeting we can have Dave Varner down and we can talk some more about it or visit some more about it. But I think we probably need Roger to see if we can do this here first, I guess. I don't know.
I would say not next meeting, but maybe in two or...
Two.
Yeah.
Second meeting away, okay. Matt, you had a question.
Does the current extension agreement allow for a 4-H coordinator? Does it define that? I can't recall.
I don't know if it says 4-H. I know it says office personnel, that they can have office staff, so I'm not sure if it defines...
Well, it's still an issue. I mean, for me, it's still an issue where you have a county employee who's supervised by a non-county employee. That's my biggest issue is how we clean that up and whatever we do with that coordinator's position and put that underneath the supervision of a county employee. You know, whether or not they're salary or hourly, they worked that out. You know, I think working on something to make accommodations for the overtime makes sense because there are times they spend a lot of time out there, but it's the supervision. You know, I'm going to pick on him because he was here, but are we going to let... You know, if Dan Jamison was still here, would we have Daryl Standard supervising Dan Jamison? Maybe we just wouldn't do it.
And that's what I thought the biggest issue was, too, not the...
No, I mean, there are reasons why we can go with the university and why we can't. I mean, or shouldn't.
You have three personnel that are counted.
Yep, that's only fixing
one. Yeah, two secretaries also.
But one of those is defined in a contract, which is still... In that contract, which is, I know we talked about this a year and a half, probably 2 years ago, is within that extension agreement, we have county employees who we put underneath a non-county employee. That's the whole thing with the agreement that's probably...
But how do we get... The only way to get away from that is to go to a university employee.
Well, yeah. I think that was the initial discussion, was these should be university employees. But it doesn't sound like they want to do that.
Well, it's still our decision. I'll just say that. It's still our decision. No, I visited with John. We visited with him about this idea of, you know, maybe certain periods that you know you're going to have overtime. Okay, this is how we'll handle that. Because in reality, we expect no county employee to have overtime. Right. And the rest of the time, we visited with her quite a while about the time clock, the use of the time clock, the noon at lunch hour, all of those things, and that there wouldn't be overtime any of the rest of the time. That would be expected and visited with all about that. So not saying how that will work out if we stay that way. But it's still up to this board whether we go with the university or not. There's just – I at one time thought – I was wrong that this December 1st deadline loomed for us and we had to have this done because of the the salary jumping up to whatever it is,
47,000.
But she is not on a salary. She is strictly, she's on hourly wage and has been. So that is not, that December 1st time frame is not looming there in front of us that I was, I thought wrong about.
I think it's good that we're looking at the extension agreement because even as claims come across, there's commingling of, you know, we get claims for the 4-H that gets submitted to the county that should be separate. And, you know, so I think it's good to go through because that agreement was 95. When was that agreement?
Yes. 95 or 97 or 8 or something, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I...
Okay.
Well, if people aren't following exact direction and stuff, I hope I know how that would go. I mean, if somebody specifically told something, there better be one direction it goes.
Well, the other thing would be the employee handbook, too. You know, we run into situations here, but we have to interpret the employee handbook so that it's consistent with everybody, but we have again, and it's not a personal issue. It's just a process issue. You have a non-county employee administering an employee handbook.
Well, thank you for explaining some of this too. I mean,
put them all under team and let him.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Make them private employees and then you can file claims for their pay. See, we handle that so well. So.
Yeah, we did that really smoothly.
Yes.
For the government, we're here to help, right?
Myron.
Yes.
We did have prior discussion. I'd like to bring up, but I almost think maybe we should be in closed session to discuss personnel.
It's a real closed session when you're talking about one position.
Well, it's about the actual person that's in the position.
Well, that's what I mean, though. It's I would share that concern if you're going to go any deeper than what you're already.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'd agree.
Do you want that now, or should we wait and have that?
I think we should because it, relating to your guys' conversation with her, there's
okay. Okay. Well, yes. We do have on the agenda, we have, we will do that as soon as we do our timed event at 9:15. We have an agenda item. I'll entertain a motion to close, accept, reject, or award the snow removal bids.
Make a motion to close all bids.
Second.
9:18.
At 9:18. Motion by Bauman, second by Hill. Vote. 7-0 in favor.
Who gets it?
Billings and grounds.
One.
I'll get it for you.
You got one?
Thank you.
Let's go.
Anybody over there?
Okay, we have a bid for proposal for snow removal from Beatrice Lawn Care Incorporated. And that would be in the amount of lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches of snowfall, $345. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches of snowfall, $498. Spreading ice, melt, and gravel in the parking lot areas if needed, $75. And on the sidewalks, a lump sum proposal for less than 6 inches of snowfall, $349. And for more than 6 inches, $490. And the first piece, I should say, is for the north parking lot, North Rock parking lot, sheriff garage lots, east sheriff driveway, east parking lot, courthouse east diagonal parking, courthouse driveway, and veterans office driveway to be done with the snowblower. And the second is the sidewalks. So this is the bid that we have received. I think it's the only bid that we have received.
Correct.
So I would recommend that we approve the agreement for snow removal with Beatrice Lawn Care Incorporated.
Second.
Motion by Beyer, second by Bauman. Discussion? Vote, 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Now, Entertain a motion to go into closed session for discussion of personnel for the necessary for protection of public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
You want to do the public defender contract at the same time?
We can do that. Let's do those together. We have later on the agenda, we have this closed session for negotiations. That's right before that, discuss and approve or disapprove public defender's contract. So we will have two items right now that will be in closed session for a little bit. Hopefully it don't take too long. We will be having decisions when we come out of those. At least on the one we will. So at 9:21, but I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Thiemann. Vote 7-0 in favor.
You gotta figure this out today. I'm gonna make a motion.
Okay.
Come out of closed session at 9:38 on the clock.
So moved.
So moved.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Hill to come out of closed session at 9:38 on the clock. Vote 7-0. We do have a timed event before we do have a timed event at 9:30. We need to handle first. It says close, accept, reject, or award bids for 2010 Dodge Charger.
Move to close.
Second.
A motion by Lytle, seconded by Thiemann to close the bids for the 2010 Dodge Charger. Vote 7-0 in favor. Now, do we have bids?
We do. Who wants
them? Here, wants them.
Down here. Denny or Reed?
Where's your letter?
We also have a timed event at 9:45, I see.
Okay, our first bid on the 2010 Charger is $1,501.99 from Les Blythe. Our second bid is from Melissa Ross for $1,000 even. Our next bid is from Kurt Van Efron for our Dodge 2,798.77.
What was the amount again?
2,798.77. Next bid is from David Lyons in the amount of $2,650.
That's all of them.
Those are the bids.
Four bids. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to accept one of those.
Move to accept high bid of Kurt Van Efron for $2,798.77.
Second.
A motion by team and a second by Byers. Gus, did you want to comment or not? No, just what is what is. Any more comments? Vote 7-0 in favor. Now, we're going to go back up to committee meetings for just a little bit. We do have, it's 9:41 on the clock, and at 9:45 we do have a timed event. So, back, Gary, you had a comment on our human resources.
Yeah, I guess my one question, maybe Roger can answer, is it, let's say that we're not able to go or we do not go with the university and putting those positions underneath the university. Is there some way that we can roll them three positions back underneath, like, say, the Gage County Clerk's Office or somebody here in the courthouse or somebody that's a county official, so that those positions are all being managed in some effort by the county itself?
I would say you're probably, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head on this one, the elected official situation would be a little difficult from the standpoint of statutory authority. In other words, the county attorney has specified duties and responsibilities that the statute tells me I've got to do. Mm-hmm. Now, if you gave me another one that was completely outside of my territory, I'm trying to be think of it like the weed control officer. Okay, could I even accept that? And to me, the only way you could do that is to go outside like a third-party contract, which that you know you might be training one mess for another one. Now, again, the board, this is more similar to the situation you have with your veterans officer and your highway department, where the board basically is the next level up as a supervisor. So, again, I understand some reluctance as far as micromanaging, but you can, you know, if your brushstrokes need to be retouched up, this board can do that. So that might be an avenue to pursue or consider, let's say that.
Okay.
And I'll just make a quick comment. Part of what our discussion was, too, is Dave Varnon is our Southeast District there with the university. We're going to try and have him at one of our future meetings as soon as I can get that scheduled so that we can have more discussion on that current extension contract we have as well as that position out there. So that that is not done yet or decided on. Law enforcement emergency management.
Unless Gus has anything, I think we're good.
Just one item. Since it's fresh in everybody's mind in West Hickory, I just wanted for the record we'll be enforcing some speed out there. We are, like I thought, going to have a speedway out there. So I'm going to be putting word out to the guys, probably do a grant or something, get some time to get out there and kind of get people slowed down and mind them because it's happening already. And it could very well be with the trucks as well.
Okay.
So just...
I'll add a little bit to that one. We had the ribbon cutting yesterday, and Klaus comes walking up there, and he said what the average speed was. What he didn't write any tickets out, but he average speed, and it was over 65, not over 55.
There's a pretty hot car.
One of them was teaming, but then...
There's a pretty hot car heading west when I was... hitting that.
So, I mean, there is a concern out there.
It is going to be a concern. It, yeah.
Yes, they are posted. All those signs are posted. I believe most all those signs are posted. I will say this, though. Unless you put your cruise on, it is very, very hard to go 55 out.
It is very hard.
It is very hard.
Yeah. It's a nice road, so.
It's a nice road.
I'm going to keep it that way.
Thank you, Gus.
So, Gus, you're saying we need to raise the speed limit on that, is what you're saying?
No, I think you misunderstood that.
Did you say you want to slow the speed of business?
And that's a question I do have for Galen. You know, all of our county hard service roads are 55 by state statute. Can we set a different speed limit on that road?
That I'd have to check with the engineer on. I would say it presumes probably if what the standard the road was designed for. It probably have a lot to do with that.
Okay.
But I'd have to check the engineer.
Okay.
Should make it a toll road, and if you want to drive a certain speed, you pay a fee, and you can...
There you go. Okay, we do have a timed event on the agenda, 9:45. We have... entertain a motion to enter a public hearing to hear support and or opposition for the appointment of Aaron Barrett, Tobias Templemeyer, and Harlan Schroeder for a six-year term on the Board of Trustees of the Hospital Authority No. 1, term commencing October 1, 2015, and terminating September 30th, 2021.
Motion to go into a public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Hill. Vote 7-0 at 9:45 on the clock.
A question I have, though, is that we're approving this, and it's starting October 1st of 2015.
We'll let Don explain this a little bit.
Well, I question that, too, but that is what I was given as far as for the petition that I received is for those dates. Apparently, they probably should have got it in sooner. The term may have expired earlier. So, and we're doing a public hearing because of the statute that pertains to this that I come across, 23-3591, I think it is, in 93, that says that we do have to hold a public hearing for these appointments for other than the initial appointment of the board. So that's...
Basically, Don called and raised the issue, and I says, just go ahead and put it on the agenda, and we'll have a public hearing on it. And that's, but just call it whatever you want. I call it cleanup. And it's again, it doesn't affect anything that's been done. I think we're just making sure everything's done according to what the Hoyle says.
Is no there problem any? With, I have no problem with appointing any of these individuals.
Right. So. Eric, you had something?
What's the responsibility of the Board of Trustees?
basically, they meet it on, I think it's an annual basis, and review, like, on the bonds that are out there, whether it be the hospital. Mosaic, I think, has some. And make sure everything's going according to the rules. That they have to file financial disclosures. And this board, if you will, then reviews that and makes sure they're in compliance for the bondholders and basically protecting the county.
They did submit their petition. There's a petition required with 25 signatures, and they had over the 25 signatures, and they were verified by my office. So that part is.
So this is by state. So anybody here? I don't see anybody that looks like they'd be talking for the public hearing. Anybody want to talk at the public hearing on this? I guess that's what we have to ask also. Any more discussion by the board? Otherwise, we'll leave the public hearing. Entertain a motion at 9:48 on the clock to close the public hearing. Thank you.
So moved. So moved.
Second. Motion by Bauman, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. The next item then after that on the agenda, while we're here, we're going to do that quick. Approve or disapprove appointing members to the Board of Trustees of Hospital Authority No. 1 for the term of October 1, 2015 through September 30, 2021, and that is those three, Darren Bear, Tobias Templemeyer, and Harlan Schroeder.
I would move to approve appointing members Darren Bear, Tobias Templemeyer, and Harlan Schroeder for a six-year term on the Board of Trustees, Hospital Authority No. 1.
Second. Motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Discussion? Vote? 7-0 in favor. We're going to go back yet before we get to Jane here and do Road and Bridge. John?
Yes, we had discussion on Lilac Road, which is the gravel road directly south of Beatrice, the half mile to the west of Highway 77, possibly trading it with the township for the half mile of road that goes north by the west side of the country club. And the township is in agreement now that they would like to trade it. Galen would like to wait until we do that trade, until we're ready to do the work on it to make it a county road. And at that time, we'd have to bring it forward and vote on it. Galen gave us updated traffic counts on the Odell Blacktop north of Odell. Those have been showing approximately 15 to 20% traffic count increase, and this is felt to be due from the restrictions that have been placed on the Highway 112 that cuts off from Highway 77 down to Highway 8. Myron has visited with Kate from Burlington about the railroad crossing. Hopefully we're getting legal paperwork to the county to proceed on that. Galen has visited with Koch, and they will purchase flashing lights for the plant that will be in place for when the plant creates fog issues. We had discussion on their armor coating, and Galen is working to get a draft on that. It'll won't be this fall now. It'll be next spring. And we had discussion if Manelli had done testing on the asphalt samples from the blacktop overlays that were done 2 years ago.
Couple other things. Yesterday morning, I did get an email from this Kate Kalinske with the railroad, and she said she does have now in her hands the all of the paperwork back from their attorneys, and all signed by them. They will be forwarding that here, so we'll be signing that. But I think we'll need to get a quick copy to Roger before we do that.
I just got the email. Printed it, so I don't
so we are that. The roadmaster does know about it, but we'll see when the schedule is. But we'll have Roger review those before we sign and get those back. The other thing. Yesterday I did get a call from, is it Tom Goodbarn or Southeast Directory on one for the 112?
Yep.
Visited about 112 for about 15 minutes. He wants to be on our next, the 26th, he wants to be on our agenda to be come down here and talk about it.
Bam!
Yeah. He did get our letter. He is working on... No guarantees. He will visit with us at our next meeting. No guarantees. He's trying to get that moved up to next year instead of 2 years out. No guarantees, but he would like to come down and visit. I said, great, we'll put you on the agenda for the 26th. So that's discussion on Highway 112. And he is South Galen, what is he, the Southeast Coordinator for
District
Department of Roads? Tom Goodbarn?
District 1, Myron. That's what we're in.
District 1.
He's
okay.
Got the whole...
So we'll have him on the agenda on the 26th and stuff. So, yeah. So, no, that... Yeah, I couple other things. I don't know. They seem to be changing some things up there, like they're letting you know more about this stuff, like the thing, and there's different attitude. I don't know what it is, but they're like here too. He said, "Can I come down and be on your agenda?" So he wanted to.
That'd be
was
great.
It?
Yep.
I do too. At least we're getting that discussion out there, and they are being receptive. So,
what's Manelli going to provide on the asphalt samples?
Well, it's just the question as if if there's any issues with the asphalt itself in regards to the Philly Adams Road and the White Liberty Road.
Everybody don't need a copy.
They're going to put something together and kind of go over stuff with us.
They want to sign and stuff.
Yeah. What I did, I sent them.
But we've okayed to sign these already.
When we've done the patching on the Wymore Liberty Road,
the millings,
places, the millings. I sent them up there and tested to see if the fuel quantities and stuff were
great. I forgot about that.
Okay. Anything else for Road Bridge? Cool. If not, next thing I have on my agenda, at least I think we're going there. Jane Ford Widoff with the Public Health Solutions, presenting our quarterly update. Jane?
I'm actually enjoying your meeting.
Yep.
I get to look
Thank
at
you.
It. You have to do it. Yeah, I have with me today Caitlin Moore, and I'm going to have her speak first, but what we're doing is distributing our, I forget what they call it. What do they call
Pigskin
it?
Preview.
Pigskin Preview. And this is a new thing that 1011 has done. I might give one to them. Yeah. 1011 has done to kind of highlight what high schools do. And it's a free publication. We purchased an ad in there. You have to look at the inside cover because I know it's going to be compelling. And that is of Dr. Ebke urging that parents and kids get their teens immunized against HPV. That's our big claim to fame with that. But I think it was an important thing. It's a hard thing to talk about, but it's so important because it's about the prevention of cancer in people. Prevents 7 cancers. Okay, why don't you go ahead, Caitlin, and talk.
I just wanted to let you know, my name is Caitlin Moore. I started with the department in December. My title is community health educator, but I wear a lot of hats underneath that title. I wanted to come speak to Gage County Commissioners today to talk about the falls prevention programming that we're doing in your county. I work with 2 falls prevention programs for older adults ages 60 and above. The first is called Tai Chi, Moving for Better Balance, and the second is called Stepping On. We are currently partnering with Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging to offer Stepping On. We had our first class start the very end of September in Cortland, and Cortland is very, very excited about that. We have about 15 seniors there taking the class. It's a 7-week program. We meet once a week for 2 hours each time. We brought in a physical therapist from the hospital. She is coming 3 times, and we're bringing in an eye doctor and a pharmacist to partner with us to talk to them about various things, staying independent in their homes. Cortland is now having senior meals delivered every Wednesday from the senior center here in Beatrice, so we've partnered with them on Wednesdays to have the class in the morning before the senior meal starts at 11:30. It's been a great turnout. Cortland's really excited that they're getting a little attention from everyone, and we hope to later bring that same class to Beatrice. I know Blue Rivers is working on a new office location, and they're really excited to start that once that gets all completed. Tai Chi is a 12-week course that meets 2 times a week. After the Stepping On course is finished, we have plans to start the Tai Chi course as well in the county. So just an update for you. We're really going to try and spread out throughout Gage County. Zoe Olson and Kathy Erickson were both trained in both of these. I've been trained in both of these as well. So we'll provide some support and have some classes for the seniors. And, yes, we've also partnered. I also coordinate our Safe Kids Coalition, which serves our entire district. We recently scheduled and created a monthly car seat check here in Beatrice. It happens the 3rd Saturday of each month, and we've partnered with Twin Rivers on that. I do appreciate their help giving us a space. It's a nice kind of central space in town. It's a place that everybody knows. Those appointments are by appointment only. There's some flyers and things posted around town, and we've sent that out to relevant individuals who might be working with families who need that support. We ask for a $25 contribution if a family is unable to have a car seat for their child. It is very important that those kiddos are kept in their car seats as long as they can. It is a safety concern for them. And we have certified technicians, two at the office that we have here in Beatrice, and one certified as well. So we float between ourselves to make sure that those children are checked. October will be our third month of getting that started. We've checked four kids. We've given away three car seats. A lot of times parents don't realize that there's things like expiration dates on car seats, and they get them, you know, from a garage sale or from a family member. So that hopefully will build and grow as we keep going. We're there from 9 to 11, third Saturday of the month, and again, who knows? So.
Okay, well, I'll try to be as brief as I can, but we've done most of our work this year in Gage County. We've been working actively with the hospital on changing transformation of health care, and I think we have some good relationships there. We've also worked with SCC, Southeast Community College, with a bike station and biking ability. We're right in the midst of skip flow, so I can't tell you anything about how many kids we've done this year, but we were anticipating, because flu mist is off the market, that we might have a lot of people backing out, but that's not been the case. Actually, we've had increases, so that's good. But we immunized about 900 kids in the schools last year in Beatrice, or in Gage County. And then this year we did our dental screening program, which is a preventive service program. And Carmen just gave me the figures. We had about 800 kids that were screened. Now, this is just in Beatrice schools because we haven't gotten out to the rest of them. And of those, about 20% needed some sort of referral, and 4% were high-need referrals. In other words, they had some active decay that needed to be taken care of by the dentist. We do work. All our referrals go to the local dentists, of course. We've had some bad news this year because of the way that the governor's handling money coming to the state. There are delays in some of the funds that might be available to us, so we lost $150,000 in grants for the dental program, so we're trying to figure out how we're going to continue that. And then also that darn Zika took away $150,000 a year from us, and I didn't like it very much. But, and a lot of people were objecting. Now, that was for the RAED program. And I was, I can't remember how many we had, but I think that in Gage County now, I think we have 70-some AEDs, and we were able to supplement some of those, and quite a few people trained. I guess that's really all I have. If you have questions, oh, one thing. We are going to start our new planning process, and one of the things we're going to do is issue a community health needs survey. In other words, we're going to ask people to respond, and that'll be coming out fairly shortly. But it's very important to us to, given that we have limited resources, what are we going to spend our time on? But, you know, I'm glad that we can do that. So I don't know if you have any questions at all.
Is some of our not being able to approve that, to get that $150,000 grant, the governor refusing to cooperate on Medicaid with the feds?
No, I don't think that is. He's saying now, it used to be that whenever they were told that there was going to be money from the feds, they would insert that into their budget as if they had gotten it, and then disperse from that. Well, now he's not doing that. He's doing more of a cash only. Like he will not, contract out any funds until they're actually in hand. So it slows everything down, but that's just the way, I guess, he's choosing to do it.
But if the money comes into the state, they're assuring us they will.
No, not, well, actually, they're changing their priorities, too. They're not going to, you know, it's all subject to how much money the federal government gives them and then what they choose to have to be the priorities.
So what kind of reaction are we getting toward public health from them?
Towards public health, not much. And I think that they, I don't think that they have a realization, if you're talking about the governor, about what the public health system does. And we're very concerned because, you know, we're, a lot of the departments are having a real rough time, including us. And there's going to be a desire to request tobacco tax to support departments. You know, right now it's going for a lot of different things, but I think it would be well spent there. It's a hard thing to go to counties now because I know you're all filled, but it's a tough road. You know, we appreciate the support of all of our counties, but that's all I do anymore in my spare time is write grants, trying to find money that will fit our needs. The loss of the dental one is really peculiarly bad because I didn't realize how much people really feel it's important.
I presume you are visiting with our representatives in the legislature relative to this issue.
Yes. Yes, we are. And, in fact, they're going to come to our upcoming board meeting.
Okay.
But I thank you for your support in the past, and I'm pleased that we're able to serve you.
Thank you for the update. Next up, Gus with quarterly report for Sheriff's Department and the jail.
Sheriff. Look through the binoculars. I can see the floor through the table with those things.
Thank you.
Well, we got one of these.
Jeez.
We got a 16.
This is the 15.
Yep.
I don't know if you have a paper like this that came in your packet.
Yep.
That's what we'll be going to. These are the screening statistics for the second quarter of this year. We were open 63 days, be every day that the courthouse is open in that quarter. We screened 3,830 patrons. That's just patrons only. That's about 61 a day. We had 701 cell phones brought to the floor, 124 stabbing or cutting instruments, a loaded pistol, magazine, and two handcuff keys. 13 people were remanded into custody. That means the judge puts them in our custody, and we shackle them to be taken over to the jail. We assisted with 31 inmates. Most of the time, corrections officers bring the inmates over. Sometimes we have to help them out if they're short staff, bringing inmates in or out of the courthouse. We made 6 misdemeanor arrests or citations. We served 9 civil process papers. We're coordinating with Julie Kukas. She puts out a papers to be served list about daily, and we check the court docket, and then we're able to serve people, and it saves us some time doing that. We made 2 warrant arrests. We had 1 intoxicated person show up for court, assisted with a medical call, removed a person from court after an outburst, and then we facilitated the countywide practical bomb threat that we held here. Any questions or comments?
Assisted with a medical call. Was that in court?
That was in the courthouse.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to remember what that one was. I don't know. We always coordinate with the clerk's office on those, and we archive the video in case you need to. I think it was
dad carrying him.
Yeah, but that would have been this quarter. Not,
oh.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was last quarter.
Was it an employee or someone in the courthouse?
No, it was somebody in the courthouse.
Had wet shoes, he said. Come around the corner.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing else? Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you. All right.
I've got a stack of these 2015 tax rates. Does anyone have 2016 that needs a 2015?
You've got all the.
I didn't know if she slid both of them.
She made extra copies and we were passing them around.
Everybody have one?
If they should have. They should have been able to grab them, put them there on the table, and if somebody else wants one, they can sure have them, or if the press would like one.
All right. Correctional quarterly, second quarter. Under bookings, 171 male, 65 female.
Which paper you
yeah,
were
which page you on?
Back in
the last page.
Yeah, yep, that one I did.
Okay, thank you.
Under bookings, I'll go over it again here. 171 male, 65 female, 164 felonies. 270 misdemeanors, 84 other. Sheriff's Office arrest, 129. Beatrice Police, 114. Wymore Police Department, 2. State Patrol, 15. Other agencies, 0. Alcohol related arrest, 20. Our average daily population, 22. Average outside hold, high of 13, a low of 4. Income from outside prisoner holding, 0. Income from fingerprints taken, 940. Income from inmate phone usage, 0. Commissary commission income, $7,781. Spent outside prisoner hold, $43,096. General care and emergency medical, 19,501. Vision, 0, and dental, 481, for a total medical expense of 19,982. Any questions?
I'll make a comment. I guess I don't know about a question. The prisoner holdings, the first quarter there was 37,000, and now we're 43,000. That puts us up to 80,000.
Yeah, and this
months.
Third quarter is going to be probably higher. Our population is just really...
Yeah, that's not in the budget that much. I mean, if that stayed at that rate,
right,
we'd be
160,000. Right.
Yeah, and we're not.
Yeah, and just the population has gone up. The third quarter is probably even going to be higher.
I know our jail inspection a couple weeks ago, the inspector commented I probably had about the best jail contract in the state as far as he can recall for cost. So it doesn't help ease the pain, but at least it's good to know that we're doing better than most. So.
And Washington County is working out real well. They're working with us. There have been some issues we come up with, but we dealt with them. One was law library for Nebraska. So their sheriff down there took off and got a computer and got them where they can get online and look at the Nebraska law. So other than that, it's been going pretty good. Anything else?
I was just paging through this. It looks like everything's in compliance on that test you just had. So nice work there.
Yeah, it was a long time coming. How long has it been?
About 5-6 years. Yeah. Finally got it done, but it took a little time and some money, and we got there, but it took a while.
One thing was that they know it every time. They just like to see a little more painting done, so that's kind of working with Dave now, working through that process. So. Okay, we'll go over the... second quarter 2016 for Sheriff's Office. That'll be your first page. And we'll be starting with calls for service was 1,728. That was up from 1,620. From last quarter, we had 53 accidents, 64 citations, 368 warnings, 248 arrests, 301 papers served, 109 warrants were served. We received $4,537.49 in fees from papers. On mileage, we earned $3,066.63. Copies, we made a whopping $2.25. Distress warrants, we collected $21.19. No partial pays on distress warrants. Made $3,610 on title inspections. We drove 72,904 miles on patrol units. We had 2,955 miles for prisoner transports. We earned $1,050.87 from monies being reimbursed on grants. And no meth labs, 13 drug violations, no reserve miles, 4 reserve hours, 254 billing checks, and of those, 13 were found to be open. After that, you should have, I think, a yellow copy. It's something I started here this not too long ago. We're trying to take a look at our maintenance and track it a little better as a program. One of the deputies has been working with to get set up. It kind of gives you an idea of each of our patrol units. Every single thing we do, from maybe an oil change to light bulb being taken care of, from our 15-16 budget year. And I believe the last page on that, you will see it's highlighted there in that pink. We had a total of $25,173.16 in parts, $8,817.19 in labor, for a total of $33,990.35 for all our maintenance on our vehicles. So it gives you some idea kind of what we're doing on that. So.
Good. Okay. Any questions for Gus or any more questions?
I have a comment. The first part of your second quarter, and I guess looking at the first and the second quarter, I think so often we hear about negative things recently regarding law enforcement, and I just would note that 87% of the time and 83% of the time your officers issued warnings versus citations. So the interaction with the public, I would say 80-some percent of the time you're informing and giving warnings and not locking people up.
Yeah, it depends. They understand kind of where I stand on a few of those things, and everybody's personality dictates differently. But, it kind of goes. It's not about necessarily making the arrests and the citations. If it deems it, you have to do that by statute. But sometimes a good report goes a long way for you down the road. Something happens, they'll give you a call, and you'll find something out. So hopefully that's kind of getting passed on the guys. So, except for Juergens, we'll watch for him all the time.
You're right, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, entertain a motion to place on file the second quarter sheriff's report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Byers. Vote 7-0. And we're going to take a short 5-minute break. And when we come back, we're going to move up on the agenda, Don, you guys and stuff. So we will move you up on the agenda and stuff. But 5-minute break. We on?
Yep.
Go back in session at 10:20 on the clock. And we've got some guys here waiting in the front row. They were more down, way down the bottom agenda. We're going to move them up a little bit. We did receive a letter this week in the clerk's office from them. So I did visit with Don Shooter then Friday after informed about the letter. We're going to discuss that a little bit and just receive the letter from Don Shooter, chairman of the Gage County Democrats, and place on file. That's all we're going to do. Don, if you want to come up and make some comments, I said you could. So.
That was to the governor. Great. Got a copy, but want that for record today. I am Don Shuler. My address is 9415 East Sage Road. And the letter that Myron spoke of is to ask the board to request the governor Ricketts include a sufficient contingency funding in his proposed state budget to pay all obligations arising from the litigation known as the Beatrice 6 case. And thank you for allowing me to speak this morning. As a result of the verdict in what has become known as the Beatrice 6 case, Gage County property owners may face an additional tax requirement exceeding $33 million. Even if reduced by insurance or an appeals court or spread out over years by bankruptcy, the demand on property owners will be excessive. I believe the state has an obligation to pay the award and the costs related to the lawsuit. The tax burden on the property owners of Gage County is already a major factor in the cost of production and family budgets. people of the Beatrice School District are looking at a $35 million bond issue for a new elementary school, a $369 million bond proposal by the Southeast Community College to enhance their facilities, upgrades to the Beatrice Wastewater Treatment Plant and opening a new solid waste landfill, and other city projects may require an additional $30 million in tax revenue over the next 4 to 5 years. None of this includes any existing bonds and operation expenses that have to be paid. Other communities in the county have existing and upcoming financial burdens as well. These tax burdens may require the elimination of public services and government staff with salaries and benefits of others reduced. New tax rates will scare away new businesses and home buyers. Some current ones will leave or be forced to close, with farms being sold to out-of-state investors. It is a grave situation for this county that will haunt us for decades. I have brought a copy of the petition to the governor you were provided at the last meeting and ask that it be made a part of the record of this meeting. It sets out more completely why I and others believe the cost of the case should be paid from the state treasury. This petition was mailed to the governor requesting that he budget the jury award and released expenses, related expenses. The governor is currently working on the 2-year state budget. Once it is complete, it will be increasingly difficult to get the legislature to include the needed funding. This is why we believe it is urgent the governor act now. It baffles me why anyone in this county would support reinstating the death penalty. The use of the death penalty as a tool of interrogation to obtain confessions and convictions has turned out to be a man-made disaster. I ask that you, as the Gage County Board of Supervisors, as individuals, request Governor Ricketts budget sufficient funding to pay all the costs arising from the Beatrice 6 case. Thank you, and Mr. Thank Burles you. Would like to say a few words, if that's okay.
I'm going
to
make a quick comment first. So I did visit with Don, and the letter I was referring to is that Mr. Lobby brought in a letter to the clerk's office requesting to be on the agenda.
Okay. It wasn't this letter that I had, or that...
No. But he did last week. We did see that Friday at our committee meetings. We will be, and I visited with you because of ongoing legal aspects related to this case. This board will not be commenting as a board, nor will this board be voting on support or denial or anything of this letter. All we're going to do today is that letter requesting an agenda item, we're just making that here so that we will place that on file, so that it basically saying, yes, the clerk received it. That's all we're doing. We're not commenting on it. We're not going to vote on that. We are not voting in support or denial of it. Completely understand what you're doing. Bill, you can go ahead and comment, but I know Don did talk about the death penalty, too. We're not here talking about whether or not we're going to vote or not vote on that. You can comment if you want to about the Beatrice 6 and the funding for it if you'd like to. But I've talked to Don a little bit. No more comments about the death penalty. That's not why that was here, that letter, and that's not why we're here today. So if you'd like to comment, go ahead. Bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My name is Bill Burroughs, and my address is 17852 State Highway 41. And I appreciate this chance, Mr. Chairman, Senator Byers, and members of the County Board. What I'd like to ask about is, I don't know whether the County Board or the County Attorney have pushed the State Attorney General to get help. But the Attorney General is supposed to be helping the counties on things. I would quote here, if he wishes, the county attorney can request the Attorney General Peterson's opinion. Nebraska Statute 84205-3 states in part, the duties of the Attorney General shall be to consult with and advise the county attorneys when requested by them in matters related to revenue. And I think that is the biggie right there. I don't know, I'm not in a position to know, as you do, what you've done on this, but I certainly feel you ought to be getting help from the state on this and from the Attorney General's office, and this should be for free. And they've got a lot of resources. And the county board could recommend to the county attorney that he ask for this with the county board's recommendation, that he ask for some help. And I don't know whether you have or not.
Bill, I just comment from the standpoint of the board. They're looking at every option that's conceivably available for the taxpayers in this county.
Right.
Other than that, I've advised them not to talk about it, because some of these things need to be talked to people in Lincoln, and that's not basically subject to public forum at this juncture.
Yep. Right.
Because it involves litigation. We got a pending appeal before the Eighth Circuit.
We would, as a group, we didn't want to make this a partisan issue in any ways, because we're all in the same boat on this. We're all part of this county, and we're paying taxes. And it could be a heck of a blow. We do not want to see that legislature come up with an idea of raising the mill levy for this county to take care of it. And I think everybody in the county ought to be working together on this to make sure something like that does not happen. That will turn into a very much political thing, pushing for it, if that would, if the other side would want to see that, to keep it in a matter of the state. And certainly the state is responsible. This is all a matter of the laws written by the state of Nebraska. And maybe flaws in the laws that allow something like this to happen. But we sure hope we can get some help out of it. And we thank you for letting us come. And
thank you for your comments.
We want to see all the organizations in this thing. If it goes further and we're hit further with it, why? Going together, asking for help from the state. Thank you.
No, thank you for your comments. And I'll visiting, like I said, I visited Friday after our committee meetings with Don and stuff, so that told them they would have a chance to visit here again or talk. We would have this on here to discussion. But the letter that Mr. Lobby brought in was they were requesting an agenda item for that letter. All we're doing is it's on file at the clerk's office. People can see it. I don't know if all the board members got it, but all we're doing here is letting people know that that is on file, that it was filed at the clerk's office, and that's why we had an agenda item here and okay, stuff. We understand what you guys are doing, understand why, but we also want you to know that because of ongoing litigation, as Roger said, we've been repeatedly advised not to comment, not to vote, not to do certain things. So thank you.
Thank you very much, and if you have any questions of us, why?
Okay.
Thank you.
Next up, discuss and approve or disapprove cost allocation plan from Maximus and have chairman sign certification statement.
This is that company that we have that does the recovery, like for...
basically, this is where we get reallocated monies through the child support enforcement contracts. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bill. Maximus basically helps us to submit those and get them approved.
And they...
that other one is what you need to sign.
Which one?
Right.
That one I need to sign?
It's just their
I was looking at the amount here, though. We're approving...
So that's their bill from before.
What's the fee, Mr. Chairman?
What's
the fee?
That's what I was trying to look at here. Clerk, the rate for... fiscal year 2017 is, for clerk of the district court, it'll be, they will get 28.65% compared to last year, they got 29.27%. The contract part with the county attorney then is, they will get 11.10% compared to 12.43% last year. So their fees did go down a little bit. This is, like Roger said, this is for when they look at things and make sure that they're... we are getting the funding that we should be getting back for those programs.
Right. And Roger, you endorse this program and find it to be worthwhile.
Yeah, it basically, what Maximus, there's, I think there's two vendors out there that will review your stuff, and basically you go back and have an audit by the state agency and make sure you're doing everything right. And Diane Wells and Mr. Kravick's office submit their statistics, if you will. And this group basically goes in and helps to justify it. We've used Maximus for the last several years. And, yeah, it's definitely a benefit. You can't do it by yourself. So
they actually recovered some dollars for us that we actually put into our
And they only get paid that fee if they recover dollars, not...
Well, yeah, that's basically it. Mm-hmm.
Make a motion to approve the Maximus agreement.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Lytle. Vote 7-0 in favor. Next up, discuss and approve or disapprove public defender's contract. Rogers reviewed the contract. We did have a little discussion in closed session. It's a 3-year contract. It will be from July 1, 2016 until June 30th, 2019. The rate, the compensation stays at the same amount, $149,000 for each of the contract years, payable every 2 weeks. That is a flat fee for the 3 years. That is the same amount as what we paid the final year of the previous contract. The one change in here is, and Stephanie Clark was here to talk about it, she is not going to be handling most of these cases or whatever. Lee Timman, T-I-M-A-N, will be Gage County Public Defender, and Kyle Manley and Stephanie Clark shall serve as Deputy Gage County Public Defenders. So, Roger.
And you have a report from your Public Defender Committee. That basically, by statute, they need to review that, which they have done, and submitted to you the report. Basically saying it's an appropriate contract, and I would basically ask the court to receive that report from your committee and put that on file so you're in compliance with the statute. And I have, again, my recommendation would be that the contract as proposed is a very good contract for the county. They do good work, again, for those who think it may be a lot of money, the last 2 years the felony cases have really kicked up, and I wish I could say that's not going to continue, but if I was good at a crystal ball, I'd be a stockbroker. So, again, I would recommend approval of the contract.
Entertain a motion to approve the contract, approve or not approve the contract, and also with that motion, place on file the letter from the Public Defender Policy Board to place on file.
So moved to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Vote 7-0 in favor. Approve or disapprove emergency medical services interlocal agreement with Village of Adams, Odell Fire and Rescue. And then Dawn commented that she also did get in, and we need to add, and the city of Wymore to that line there. So
moved to approve agreements.
Second.
A motion by Bauman and seconded by Hill. Any discussion? And this is basically their contract that we have with each of these entities the county has, so, and for their funding. Vote 7-0 in favor. Anything else I'm missing there or anything? Or otherwise, what we have left on is a closed session for our litigation update. As everybody knows, Pat is here and stuff, so. If not, I'll entertain a motion at 10:30.
Well, hold on now. Myron, you got a birthday coming up on the 23rd, and we won't see you. Well, I guess we'll see you afterwards, so happy early birthday.
24th, I might not be here. No, I'm past that age.
All right, well, happy early birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. We're just glad we're here for another one at our age. You know, when you're younger, yeah, you want the cake and everything, but not anymore.
Believe you're right.
So I hold out for ice cream.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Thank you. If not, anything else for the good of the order? If not,
we have a
closed session. No, that at 10:36 on the clock, I entertain a motion to go into closed session, and there won't be any comments or anything or motions made after that. 10:36 on the clock. go into closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of the needless injury to the reputation of an individual. And this is would be after 6.
Move to go into closed session.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 7-0 in favor.
Okay. He shows up on CNN.
Yep.
He's impressed.
We are at entertain a motion at 11:46 on the clock to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, seconded by Hill. Vote 7-0 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order?
Well, Petey Catlin.
Good enough. See everybody. Meeting adjourned, 11:47.